Hello, Detective. I'm so very glad that you could join me. And you're just going to swear and struggle. Understandable, but completely pointless. And please carry on. Are you done? No? I mean, I have all night. You don't. But I do, so pray continue. Oh, are you sure? I don't want to rush you. Good. Hello, Detective. You don't know me, but I know you. Unfortunately. You are somewhat of a troublemaker. You've caught the attention of my employers, and that's not a good thing. Do I look like a gangster? Oh, now that's just insulting. Here, let me help you. Fangs. Yes, I'm a vampire. And suddenly all is clear. Only it's not. You know, you are very unlucky. You shouldn't even be here. You're not a particularly good detective. Come now. Surely we can be honest. You have fallen foul to every stereotypical flaw of your profession. Late nights. Alcohol. A little flirtation with the dark side. But you're not dirty. You still like to think of yourself as being a good cop. Why couldn't you just be dirty? Things would have been so much simpler if you hadn't decided to be good. Tell me, what made you decide to take a stand? To not be like every other cop in the department? Oh, it's always a grieving mother. I understand, I do. Being faced with that. You couldn't say no. You had to promise that you'd look into the death. That you would follow dead leads. But I really wish you hadn't. Because despite your blundering nature, despite not having a clue, despite being a really terrible detective, you made a connection. You found a name and you followed it. You weren't subtle. You weren't undercover. You were loud and brash and human. Just running into the night. No torch, no nothing. Bravado and a badge. Look at you now. Tied to a chair in a warehouse with a very, very questionable vampire. I'm completely aware that I'm questionable. I don't don't even like to ask myself questions. I don't like to think too deeply about. I digress. You're just very unlucky. Oh, detective, you don't know what you've gotten yourself into. You are in trouble. Oh, don't be naive, detective. I can see you're making more connections. I can see you're working things out. You know that your department is rotten. Things used to be so simple, didn't they? Before the reveal. When it was just cops and robbers. No vampires, no zombies, no fairies. No werewolves, no anything complicated. Now everything is complicated. People want it to be simple again. Humans who want it to be simple hunt us. They research. They think that they can change the world. Make it how it used to be. Banish us to the dark. My people. Well, they don't just want to come out of the shadows, they want to rule the world. And unfortunately for you, there are enough mortals who are willing to collaborate, let's say. I don't agree with it, but I don't have a choice. Wow, you are completely clueless. Not your fault. You don't work in petronatural crimes, do you? You're just a drunk. You're just a dead-end detective who decided to give a damn. Let me tell you something about vampires. Blood is everything, and your sire. There's an obligation. I don't want to enslave you. I like you. Humanity, I mean. And you. I think you're sweet. A mess. A complete and utter mess indeed, but you've got a good heart. And that's why I hate that you just had to be lucky. Because that means that I don't have a choice. I covered for you for so long. I convinced them that you were just an idiot. That you were just blundering around. I told them that removing you would just make waves, cause undue attention to fall on us. And it worked. Because you were just awful. Drunk. But then you weren't. And when you're sober, you're actually a pretty good cop. Oh, damn you. Because now I have to kill you. Oh, don't. I don't want to kill you, I don't. I've been protecting you. Leading you up the garden path. Your source. It's me. Giving you just enough to keep you safe. Keep you distracted, but then you just... I'm so annoyed at you. I've been watching you for months. I've been getting to know you. Even taking care of you. Making sure that there was food in your fridge. Did you think it was fairies? Believe me, fairies wouldn't have left the sugar. You don't take care of yourself. And, this is pointless. I don't know why I'm still talking. I do. I don't want to do it. My sire is very powerful. My bloodline is... Well, let's just say... There are a lot of vampires who are very envious of my pedigree. But I'm somewhat of a disappointment. I'm prone to forming attachments and... I've become attached to you. I don't know why you're not special. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean you're mortal. Immortals are disposable. But I don't think you're disposable, Detective. I think that you're amazing and... Oh, I've shown you a crack, and now you're taking advantage. Playing on my feelings for you. Trying to convince me to let you go. Detective, you are dead. You're a dead cop walking. If I don't do it, someone else will. This isn't a small plan. It's not just a few... We're everywhere. We're in the police department. We're at every level of government. You think that the grand reveal wasn't part of their plan? Of course it was. Now they've got a foot in the door. Makes me sick. What they want to do to humanity. They want to treat you like cattle. It's just arrogant and vampires with their bloodlines and pedigrees. It's just really, really annoying. We can change all that, can we? A half-elf detective and a vampire who really is over-attached to you. You don't have to convince me. I was just waiting for you. Should have killed you a week ago. I've been making excuses. And then I panicked and I kidnapped you. Vampires don't panic, but... So, detective, what are we going to do? What are... Untie you. Oh, that. Of course. Did you like the lasagna? I haven't cooked in a while, but I wanted to make you something. All that takeout isn't healthy, and... Sorry. I'm not very good at interacting. You liked it? Good. So... What now? You need a drink. So do I. I know somewhere we can go. Somewhere safe. Although safe isn't really a word we can use. Not in the situation that we find ourselves in. But it's, a bar. Kind of. And I know they'll have both of our preferred vintages. Blood. They'll have blood. But there won't be any cops and there won't be any vampires. It's a werewolf bar. A vampire wouldn't be seen dead there. It's a joke. I'm trying to lighten. Did I mention that I'm not very good at interacting? But I am good at cooking. Thank you. So, we should talk. But I am definitely going to need some blood. I'm a little stressed out. I didn't think that falling in love would lead to a... Should we go? We should definitely go. Just leave it. Just detective. You are a terrible detective. Why else would I be here? Why else would you still be breathing? You are the worst detective. And humanity's last hope. No pressure. Yes, you definitely need a drink. So, let's go and get one.